Hey, look, I'm excited because it's 11:27. I'm going to play a song, and we're going to give Cheryl. We'll ask. We're going to give her a call, and then hopefully we're going to get on the line. But we're going to play her on with. I'm sure she's heard that song, that Eurovision song, so many times. Just so many, because I love Bucks Fizz, and the one song, it's a bit like Dexys Midnight Runners. The one song that I don't like is the one that was overplayed. Come on, Eileen. But there was so much more than that, and Bucks Fizz was so much more than making your mind up. So we're going to play her on with my favourite Bucks Fizz track. See if you can guess what it is.
No.
All right, okay. No. this is the rules of the game. My favourite ever Bucks Fizz song, Rules of the Game. Used to play that and irritate my mum quite a lot because he used to play that very, very loud on the old stereo system. And it gives me great pleasure now to say that we've got the one, the only Cheryl Baker on the other end of this phone. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you?
Good morning. You know,
you never hear Rules of the Game played on the radio, so that was lovely to hear that.
It's
Thank you very much. Favourite
ever. No, it's a pleasure, honestly. I just love good. It sort of changes direction about two thirds of the way through, and it goes up a notch, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just sends.
We're doing it at the moment on tour, and it gets a tremendous reaction from the audience.
I bet it does. I bet they all do, because we just went through the greatest hits and thought, wow, remember that? Remember that?
We're one of those bands where the people say, remember Buck Spears? Oh, yeah, Buck Spears, Making Your Mind Up. And then when you see all the others, you can't stand the heat. Now the days are gone, Run For Your Life, Rules of the Game. And you go, oh, yeah, I forgot that one. Oh, I forgot, you know.
Do you know what? I remember...
Land of Make-Believe and Camera.
Oh, just so many good songs. I remember My Camera Never Lies. I think there was a poster with the actual single that you got all those years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did.
And
yeah,
that was on my wall. For a while.
You're the one, are you?
but
we did a lot of our singles had sort of something special, like Land of Make-Believe had that. It had a card, because it was Christmas time, it had a card that you pulled out like a storyboard, and it had, because of all the lovely lines in it, Run For The Sun, Little One, You're An Outlaw Once Again, all that, and it had all these pictures of me, Mike, Jay and Bobby, you know, not for all the tea in China, so you see a little field of in China and blah blah blah. You know, it's quite magical. And then, as you say, the Camera, they did the big poster. There were quite a few special things. Actually, people miss now because of downloads, like picture singles. You'd have a single that was printed with the picture on it of the band, and that was a big sort of selling point as well.
They miss out so much in this day and age. They really do, don't they?
Because yeah, they do.
It was all part of it, buying and getting a picture sleeve, get it early enough and get the picture sleeve. Now, I didn't know, well, I did, obviously I'd forgotten, you had three number ones.
Yeah. Camera, Land of Make-Believe, Making Your Mind Up, yeah. And then another four top tens, another four top twenties, yeah. And we do them all in the show, you know, we're on tour at the moment, so we do all our stuff that people remember, hopefully. There's loads going on this year, you know, more than we've done for decades.
Well, we'll come to the show in a minute, because you're going to be appearing on the Isle of Wight, but I say, when you walk on, what's the first song that you do?
It depends. If it's a festival, usually the first song we do is New Beginning, but when we come on in the theatres, as we're going to do with Shanklin on Friday, we come on, we do a medley of it's a couple of album tracks, and but they were big album tracks that we used to start our tours with, and also a couple of singles. So we've got a sort of 8-minute medley that we start with.
Really,
but very upbeat, and lots of dance routines and fabulous lights and stuff. So it's a good start to the show.
I mean, when you walk on, I mean, you still must get that buzz, mustn't you?
Yeah, of course. Oh, seriously. There's what it starts with. We've got a video screen, and it shows all snippets of the hits that we've had, and then the words come up. Are you ready? Are you ready? And we go into the title track of our second album, which was called Are You Ready? So we do a little bit of that, and then we go into Piece of the Action, which was a follow up to Making Your Mind Up, and you know, Rump Your Life, and go on from there, really.
Well, you've sold it to me. Now, look, I've actually met you about 10-ish years ago. You came to the Isle of Wight, and you were at Shelfleet Primary School?
Yeah.
Because you were raising money. And can you tell people what you were doing to raise money?
Yeah, it was a hot air balloon, wasn't it?
And you were selling kisses?
Oh, was I selling kisses?
Yeah, and I bought...
Did anyone buy any?
I bought a fiver's worth. Do you know what? It was the best fiver I've ever spent.
It was a friend... I've got a lot of friends on the island, and we go over... I'm over more often than you'd imagine, just to visit friends. And a friend of ours had one of their children at Shelfleet at the time, so that's why I was there. Yeah.
My son used to go to Shelfleet. I didn't just turn up out of the blue. I was actually there for a reason. He was there as well. Now, there's lots of things I've got to ask you. I know we're limited for time, and I know you said you've had problems with your phone. It might cut out at any moment. But one of my best memories is I was watching Record Breakers one time, and you were on it. Now, if my memory serves me rightly, it was Heart of Stone that was appearing as a record breaker. Do you
That's
remember?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we did it. It was the fastest from recording it in the studio to getting it pressed and getting it played on the radio, and it was a world record. We did it as a world record, which was great.
And it was a great song.
And then we appeared on the program and promoted it that way. So no, it was good. I love Hearthstone, and that went on. I mean, for us, we do Hearthstone in the act as well. The whole show is we do the whole performance. We don't have a warm-up act. We don't have a support act. And so one of the songs that we do in the second half, oh no, first half, is Heart of Stone. And it was a minor hit for us, but it was a bigger hit, much bigger hit for Cher. Cher heard our version, and she then went ahead and did her own version, and it was a title track of an album. So I feel quite proud of that, actually. Well, but the producer, the writer, Andy Hill, who also produced us, he's said on record, he was interviewed about Cher's version and our version, and he prefers ours. So
do I.
I'm happy about that. Yeah.
So do I. I love that song. It's one of my favourite ever songs, not just Bucks Fizz songs, but it's one of my favourite ever songs.
It's a really good, well-written song, yeah.
And it's a record breaker.
Yeah. I don't know if it still is, but it certainly was.
Now,
back in the 80s.
I've got to ask you, do you still do that thing where you whip off each other's skirts?
Yeah, we do.
Have you ever had a malfunction like Madonna did a couple of weeks ago?
I had one a couple of days ago, yeah. Because I have to sort of undo it for Mike to grab it and pull it off. And I forgot. And so I panicked and I ripped. And, of course, it's all held together with Velcro, which I should have said to Madonna, you know, forget tying anything, use Velcro. But I, instead of opening the Velcro, I yanked the Velcro actually off of the material. So it's on the truck at the moment with all the equipment. All our costumes go with all the equipment. And so when I get to tomorrow, actually, we're doing Croydon, I need to sew it back on. Take my needle and thread and sew it back on.
Do you know what? So we're coming to the tour in just a tick, but there's a lady in the studio with me. She's my co-host for a Tuesday, and she's a huge fan, and she's approaching 50. Now, incredibly, I mean, I don't want to give away your age, but, I mean, we looked up your age and we thought, wow, we only thought you was about 52, and you only look 36. Have you got any advice for her to sort of how you manage to keep, you know, looking young?
No, I just live my life. I'm the same as everybody. Sometimes I have too much to drink. Sometimes I eat too much. Sometimes I don't exercise enough. Generally, I try and keep myself fairly fit. But no, I just laugh, smile a lot.
You kind of said that.
All I would say is have a happy persona. It works for me.
Good for you. Is it okay if she's going to ask you a question now, if that's all right?
Yeah, of course.
I just remember you getting me into trouble when I was 16.
What did I do?
Well, we were at Shanklin Youth Club, and my sister and I entered a dance competition, and we did Making Your Mind Up, but I pinched my sister's wraparound skirt, and somebody took a photograph, and my elder sister saw the photograph, and she gave me a slap for pinching her skirt.
That's your fault, Cheryl. That's your fault.
I take full responsibility.
So you're up and down the country at the moment, and you're coming to the Isle of Wight this Friday.
Yeah.
I bet you're looking forward to it, aren't you?
I love the island. As I say, I've got friends over there, so I'm over there more often than you'd imagine. I was hoping to stay for the whole weekend and stay with friends, but I've got to come back and do some stuff on Saturday, which is a real shame. But we're coming over Thursday night, actually. We're on the very late ferry, and coming over Thursday night so that we can spend the day on the island rather than just fly in, do the gig, and fly out again.
I know you've played the Isle of Wight a couple of times. You were here last year for the Garlic Festival.
Jack Up the 80s.
Well, Jack
Up
the
80s, we're doing it again this year. We're doing Jack Up the 80s.
I can't
again
wait.
This year.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was really good fun as well. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah. And I was over fairly recently because my husband played in one of the many bands that he plays with the Counterfeit Stones, and they did Shanklin Theatre, so I was over for that as well.
I've seen them, because the guy that is Mick Jagger, he's actually got no hair whatsoever, has he?
That's right.
Because I remember, honestly, we saw him at Ryde Theatre about 15 years ago, and he was in the bar afterwards, and I could tell it was him, because he was talking like, yeah, man, can I have a pint? And I thought, hang on, it was him, it was incredible. We chatted to him, and I actually interviewed you because your husband couldn't make an interview, because he's a musician, and was he part of Earth, Wind and Fire?
He's got an Earth, Wind and Fire tribute band. He's got Ultimate Earth, Wind and Fire, yeah.
Because you actually took the interview, or did the interview on his behalf, and that's where I last spoke to you. As I say, it was about 10 years ago. Because I think they were doing a gig on the island, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think they're planning another one actually. Once again at Shanklin Theatre.
How great is that?
Steve used to play for Cliff Richard for years and years, and so it's got we've got a lot of affiliation on the island. I won't go into it, but yeah, it's more than just coming over to do the gig for us, for both of us. Oh,
what's,
you there?
Yeah, we're still here. Oh, yeah. We're kind of running out of time now, so I just want to ask you, what out of all of the songs, just say, for instance, if you had to pick one, you know, to be remembered for most of all, which one would you go for?
Oh, well, it can only be one, can't it? It's the one that changed our lives. You know, my favourites are Now Those Days Are Gone, because vocally it's superb, and New Beginning, because I just love it, because it kind of... It was just a great track. And Land of Make-Believe, because it was Christmas. But Making Your Mind Up was the one that changed my life forever. So it's got to be that one.
Well, Cheryl, I haven't got that queued up. I've got Heart of Stone queued up, because I thought you'd go for that one.
No, don't for Heart of Stone. I'd much rather hear, Heart of Stone. Right. I don't love Making Your Mind Up, but I just know that because of that silly song and that 3 minutes and that bit of Velcro, you know, where would I have been without it?
Do you know what?
Play Heart of Stone, please. I'd much rather hear that.
I'm gonna play that. I saw you recently on was it Pointless Celebrities? Are you on there with Mike?
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Looks really, really well.
Yeah, he's well. He's great.
Because I can't believe
you're
guys.
I hope you're coming to see the show on Friday.
Well, I must admit, we booked up to see, because we didn't know you were playing until somebody told us last week, and now we're all excited, but we're actually going there on a Saturday as well, and hopefully, fingers crossed, if the lady opposite me can put her hand in her pocket, then yes, absolutely right, I'll be there, because I love Bucks Fizz.
You've got to come.
Well, I'm going to come now.
I insist.
Okay, then. We're going. All right, we're going.
And I'll give you a kiss. I won't even sell it.
You won't charge me.
You won't when you see him. You'll insist he pays.
Hey, look, it's been absolutely wonderful to speak to you, and we shall see you on Friday, and I hope you go have a good trip over and, you know, a good couple of days, and go and fix that malfunction, because otherwise you may get into trouble.
Great talking to you.
Do you want to introduce Heart of Stone?
Yeah, this is Bucks Fizz with a single that was probably better than Cher's Heart of Stone.
Probably better, much better.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Beneath the wildfire of the moon, love's wings are broken. Too soon, we never learn. Together, alone. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was made of stone? The road to Eden's over.
Mid-morning show sponsored by Hamilton's Fine Foods, the home of the £10 meal deal. A whole chicken, six sausages, some mince and ham, all for a tenner. Pop into Pyle Street, Newport, and Wootton and Cowes High Streets.